With just 1 week under his belt as president, Donald Trump has issued several executive orders regarding immigration, one designed to kickstart the building of a wall between the U.S.-Mexican border. The other would limit immigration from countries with known terrorist ties. In this week's Politics Ohio, we speak with Glenn Duer, assistant professor of international studies at Cedarville University, to talk a little bit about local impact. Glenn, thanks for speaking with us. Let's talk about President Trump's first week in office. He's made a number of moves. He looks to be moving forward, at least, on some campaign promises, announcing movement on building a wall along our southern border with Mexico. Let's start there and talk about some local implications of that move by the president.
Certainly. Building a wall is, in a sense, the most visible indication of whether or not President Trump has fulfilled a campaign promise or not. Either there'll be a wall or not. And so even though on the campaign trail he said it would start on day one, it's a few days in now, but he's certainly attempting to move on that. We should note that there is an existing barrier that covers some 670 miles of the border, although the southern border is certainly much more extensive, 1,989 miles, so certainly a major undertaking as a project fulfilled by an executive order.
Building a wall is, a lot of times, seems to be where the conversation about immigration shuts down. Why is this discussion so polarizing?
It's polarizing because it's a visible symbol. Going back into antiquity, for example, the building of Hadrian's Wall along the border of Scotland with the Roman Empire, Israeli security perimeter around the Palestinian territories is another one. And so it seems for some to be a position that will connote a certain policy standing. So obviously immigration is a much, much more complex issue. Obviously the undocumented wing versus the legal wing. These are two different component parts, people from various parts of the world coming under a range of different visas. And so in terms of reaching the average person, a wall seems to be a major indicator, but it does not really get into the depths of an immigration policy that really has a lot of undulations.
The president has taken the initial steps on getting this wall built, but let's talk about Congress's willpower to make any of this happen. They do need to be in on the process, correct?
Yes. I mean, in terms of funding the actual building of the wall, during the campaign, now President Trump and President Enrique Peña Nieto of Mexico had a significant back and forth in terms of who would pay for the wall. Then Mr. Trump talked about Mexico paying. President Peña Nieto said no and under no circumstances. And so certainly the United States would have to foot the bill initially, and that would require congressional approval.
Separate from building a wall along the southern border, President Trump announced action on limiting people from possible terrorist countries from entering the United States. Let's talk about that.
Yes, he noted in particular Syria, Iraq, and Yemen, countries all mired in a major civil war. Clearly, people are in need of help, but the question is, how do they receive that help? The vetting process certainly has its challenges in all three countries, but I might imagine that public opinion could change depending on the status of minorities in those places. But as an initial means, the president does have a level of power to unilaterally prevent people, refugees coming from designated areas, in particular Syria, Iraq, and Yemen in this circumstance.
And with both immigration issues, let's talk about potential local impact. Dayton is not a sanctuary city, but they have put a lot of effort into their Welcome Dayton program for immigrants. How should local citizens and our listeners look at these issues?
Well, certainly Toledo has been a host site for refugees coming from Syria. There are very few that have actually arrived in Ohio, less than 100. But certainly Mayor Nan Whaley has been outspoken in her opposition to President Trump. And I actually anticipate a lot of antagonism, especially between the mayors of sanctuary cities and the president. It will be a long and drawn out battle, certainly. How it ends is very, very difficult, because on the one hand, many Republicans in Congress, at least, support the 10th Amendment and devolving powers down to the state and local levels. President Trump has taken a bit of a different track. He's kind of divided the Republican Party in a way. And so in terms of trying to designate policy to cities, he's going to have a fight in and amongst his own party as well. And so you can imagine that this will be very, very contested going forward. And so there are many tangential policy questions that will be impacted by this one.
Dr. Glenn Duer is Assistant Professor of International Studies at Cedarville University. Glenn, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Politics Ohio from WYSO. Find more episodes at WYSO.org. There you can subscribe to our podcast, which is also available on iTunes and Google Play.